Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics, in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts, the hottest podcast in the streets. Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
It's the voice of DJ Scream right here. Time for another edition of Big Facts. My partner Big Bank is here. We have some special guests I don't know what to call you. Big Facts versus Poor Minds today. What's up? Give it up for
Poor Minds. It's going
Big
down.
Big Facts versus Poor Minds. Now we're here today to have discussions about philosophies because all of us have a lot of conflicting philosophies. Mm-hmm. So the first philosophy we want to dig into a little bit and talk about is just and shout out to Suki Hana, she was here, the hoe. What is a hoe? Let's start there. What is a hoe? Because there's hoe versus slut versus whore versus there's so many different words. Like, what is a hoe?
It depends on the context. We from Houston.
Right. So we call everything a hoe.
Well, I'm talking about a hoe in the derogatory sense of, like, you know what I mean.
I mean, like, if you do some hoe-ass shit, like...
That's what you think a hoe is?
I mean, it depends.
You can be a hoe-ass nigga or do some hoe-ass shit. We talking about a hoe. When you look at
like sexually,
a woman and what makes her a hoe.
A hoe.
Yes.
I think a hoe if you do sexual favors in exchange for money. Like, things are transactional.
Oh, okay. But
it's understood that it's transactional.
Is that hoe or whore?
To me, they one and the same.
So hoes and whores
are the same thing.
But sluts do it for free.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Definitely.
Facts.
Bitches Big get facts. Slutted out every day.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So one philosophy.
Every day.
What philosophy is... Damn, Bank, you got a lot of philosophies on this. I'm trying to bring them back to me. First off, you say hoe up till you blow up.
Thanks. Right.
Hoe up till you blow up.
Hey, man, if you getting money out for it, I can't get in the way of nobody's money.
Right.
Yeah, that's how you get your money. That's your trap.
It's the difference between a whore, a hoe, and a dumb hoe.
You break it down.
So what is a whore?
A whore is a prostitute.
Okay.
A whore is a prostitute. But hold up, if a hoe sell a pussy, that's prostitution.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's different type. Let me break it down. Hold on.
Okay, please, because all these philosophies
you got the undercover hoe.
Those are the worst kind.
Okay, that's a hoe.
Yeah.
The whore don't give a fuck
right.
about what nobody think.
This is what I do.
She said, did what I do.
This is what I do.
This shit is for sale.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you got the dumb hoe who wants some money, but not even, they scared to ask for it, but they still fucking.
Do you think that people be scared to ask, though? Or sometimes I feel like girls just don't be knowing how to get money out of niggas.
That's what it is. So you scared to ask. It's only one way to get it. Ask.
But I feel like bitches be asking and they still don't be getting this on some. Not me.
They don't be asking.
Let's make that clear.
They don't be asking with consequences.
Mm.
They still providing their services.
Right.
Asking then provide your service. And then expect for a nigga to do it after it's over with.
Right.
It's over with.
We always say that.
We always
shit on
say
our
that,
show.
Though. You have to you make an understanding most. Before yes. anything goes down. You got to let a nigga know what's up.
Right.
Because a nigga going to shortchange you every time.
Every
Why?
Time. Niggas, gonna, niggas love to do the bare
because,
minimum.
Exactly. A nigga going to do it the bare minimum if you let them.
If a nigga ain't got to do nothing to get no pussy, he not going to do nothing.
Why would
nothing.
You? Why, I'm saying, Why would you? Would exactly. You, would you pay more for something in the store if you ain't got to?
No.
Okay. So that,
I'm agreeing.
Not, all right. Cool.
But the store, before them folks let you walk out with their shit, they get their money.
Right.
For exactly. Sure.
Okay.
So don't be scared to get
like
your money.
It. I like these philosophies now.
Philosophy. I do too.
I ain't trying to teach these hoes.
Yeah, we not trying to teach. Yeah, we not trying to tell you.
Girls, y'all better take
this shit business.
It's business. So it some is. People
if it's business or it's a pleasure, which one is you trying to get?
But I'm saying, like, what if you break
I'll
it
take
down?
The business for 100.
What if you break it down to, we're calling the hoeing and hoard and all that stuff, but. Ain't that the premise of every relationship? Like, it's going to come to that.
Right.
You're going to have to spend some money. Even if you got your wife, you love her to death, mm-hmm. You're going to spend some money. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what it come down to.
So does that mean, like, when you're married and you're spending money on your wife and... Well, like, if somebody's like... Let me word this correctly.
Please. That's why I started laughing.
So, wait, no, I'm just asking. So, it's like, people like to call women gold diggers or whatever. So, if a woman is, like, marrying a guy for her money, is she still a whore?
See, I think that gold digger shit be about a woman who
she's
ain't
smart.
Got... She right. She's smart? I think it's about a woman who ain't got shit going on, like... If you can get your own money, but maybe you choose not to or whatever, then that's a little more accepted. But if you just ain't got shit going on
mm-hmm.
and you digging for the gold, like that's when I think it becomes some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? That's my personal opinion of a gold digger. They just dig.
They don't have nothing.
They don't
they
have
just
nothing.
Got a shovel. That's all they got.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's only an issue when black women try to do that.
Yeah, I agree. Because I feel like white women been doing this shit for centuries.
Like, we just now catching up and getting, like, you know what I'm saying? For real. Because it's always been like...
They taught to marry niggas with money.
And the thing is, though, like, the first thing a nigga gonna say was, my mama wasn't like that. She was working 4 or 5 jobs, holding it down. She was depressed, nigga.
Oh, God.
She and was she sad. Was tripping, because I wouldn't she be working on 5 damn jobs. You got me fucked up.
You work 5 jobs to feed your kids.
No, the fuck
but
I
that's
won't.
What I'm saying.
Well, you ain't gonna feed your kids?
I'm gonna have to go make some transactions or something, because I'm not working no 5 jobs.
You gonna hustle.
Yeah, I know.
That's still working. Hustling is working.
I was talking about another type of transaction, the one we was just talking about.
She said she ready to swap it
out. She talking about that big bank transaction.
Before I go work 5 jobs, fuck that.
Oh, God.
Hey, this came from y'all page, too.
Uh-oh.
I guess we got to kind of answer that. Is pussy a birthday gift? I'm going to answer first. Yeah. Fuck no.
Oh.
It's not?
No, it's not a birthday gift.
What if I put a bow on it?
If I never gave it to you before, it's absolutely a birthday gift.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that's different.
But what
yeah.
if I never gave it to you with a bow on it?
I'm saying it is. If a nigga forget one of them holidays or whatever the fuck it is, people be celebrating. He can't just be like, I got this dick for you, girl.
Oh, hell no.
Work.
Two yeah. pussies a birthday gift.
Oh.
Okay.
That's
I
a philosophy.
Am dead. That is a good philosophy. Kareem, know how we get. Well, no,
birthday.
We're talking about birthday pussy. So
no,
it's like.
No, see, there's birthday pussy or birthday sex, but it can't be the gift for the birthday.
But what if you
the
like.
The birthday gift is something you don't have.
Mm-hmm.
Right? What if a nigga buy you the same purse you already got for your happy birthday? I already got this shit.
I mean, that's true, but I feel like, what if times is hard and that's all I got?
Times is
okay,
hard. You shouldn't
so,
be fucking that nigga.
So,
why times hard with him?
I'll just say it. So, had the same energy when the man come and say, I got this dick for your birthday.
I will say, I'm being funny, but
yeah,
I do
was
agree.
Getting too. I definitely think you should buy your dude a birthday gift.
You definitely got to get your dude a birthday gift.
Especially if he makes sure you straight and stuff and y'all have a great relationship, you should definitely buy him something for his birthday. Pussy is not a gift.
Okay. We agree that.
I mean, you get him a good gift too, because if you get he giving you the money, you really buying him his gift with his own money.
He really buying his own gift.
He really
that's
buying
fucked
his
up
own
too. Yeah.
That's how I go though.
That's how I go.
That is how I go.
Look what I they bought myself.
They still got to ask for a little money in advance.
Stacking it up.
Put 200 towards the gift.
Yeah.
every 500, every 1,000, every 2,000 I get from you, I'm put 100 towards your gift.
It to the side.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this is a question that came from the Big Fact fans. Why do Dre and Lex, why do y'all go so hard on broke men?
Because why not?
And why the fuck you want to be broke?
that don't mean they might not want to be broke. Hard times.
You just said hard it. Times. But I feel like,
why they go so hard on us? What's wrong with us wanting a certain type of guy or wanting to date a certain type of guy? Like,
ain't nothing wrong with it.
I feel like it be coming
from guys.
But everybody
don't come out the womb rich.
I understand that. I understand that. We don't be necessarily attacking them. We just be. No,
we don't date them.
We just don't date them. And I think they be having an issue with that part because we be saying that's not what we like.
So do you feel like the niggas with the money treat y'all right?
The broke niggas ain't gonna treat us right either. A man, I don't care if a man got $3 or $300 million. They all ain't
they
cheap.
They all trash.
So you might as well, like that. What they say, you won't cry on a Honda.
A Wraith or a Honda.
Period.
There are people in relationships, and these relationships work. Barack and Michelle Obama.
That's different.
Okay. Oh, please speak on me.
Oh, that shit different. All that type shit different. That shit is, this is a different world, Scream.
What I'm saying, you got a wife and I got one too.
This is a different world. This ain't this day and time, bro. The females is harder than the niggas now.
This is real.
They hustling harder. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Word.
They on their shit.
No, they are. Baby said,
so
remember
they
baby.
They supposed
baby,
to look at these niggas like.
Baby put that out there. Remember baby tweeted that. Little baby tweeted what'd something like, oh, y'all better step y'all game up. The women on it.
Oh,
they
yeah.
Running
no,
shit.
Facts.
I seen this shit.
With
yeah,
everything,
he ain't
everything, bro. They the one got them. Niggas ain't trying to figure out how to open no business, do nothing. Some of them, you know
what they
saying?
Doing though.
What?
Rapping.
not good.
Not to take it back to that. I'm just saying, like you said.
That shit, man. You know, but I don't. You supposed to try it, but
no,
God,
for sure.
Damn,
do
man.
It.
That's a whole. That's
a whole. Yeah,
that
we ain't there. Going back there.
We done lost all our rapper fans. Cause we be telling these folk, man, if it ain't it, stop. But they don't want to hear it. They feel like they can get better.
I just feel like it's a whole bunch of ways to get money.
It is. And I think a lot of times people want to compare it to like, oh, back in the gap, women used to be like this. They used to cook. They used to clean. But the man was taking care of his family. Niggas had 2-3 families back then. But they was working and they was doing what they was supposed to do. So it's like you want things to be how they used to be. Get some money.
Get on your shit. Get you some money.
Get some money. I'm pro get some money.
We're trying to motivate them.
Even with Moneybagg, y'all bought Ari that. When she brought him that Maybach for his birthday or whatever, all these niggas was on the internet like, yeah, you bitches be tweeting everything about, retweeting everything about niggas doing X, Y, and Z, but ain't none of y'all said nothing about her buying him the Maybach. Have y'all niggas been buying y'all bitches Lambos? He bought her a Lambo first.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey. These bitches won't even get a nigga no F41.
Not the forces.
He can be taking care of you. Can be paying her rent.
Jade is into. Give it up for Jade.
Hi.
Good. How are you?
Wonderful.
You can be taking care of this motherfucker doing everything in the world, man. You can't even get a pair of goddamn Air Force One. They $98, $115 with tech.
I'm dead. I think that.
But I just feel like that's more. That's we need to get them a different bitch because that's sad.
That is sad.
That's what I'm saying. That's the niggas who on there posting that though.
Yeah.
Who's saying goddamn knee hoes ain't? What'd you say?
What?
The nigga bought the Lambo. What'd he bought her?
Oh, he bought her a Lambo truck. She bought him a Maybach for his birthday in return.
They in a situation, like you say, it's different. They in a situation to do that. They can do all that Lambo, Ferrari, whatever shit. They can do that. What I'm saying is with the broke nigga shit, and it might not apply to y'all. I'm just saying that. If a nigga solid with you and all he can do is bring you for your birthday some flowers, some Olive Garden,
Olive Garden. Not the bread.
Y'all might be in a level where we won't accept the Olive Garden. Okay, what the fuck ever.
I want that salad.
I'm just saying. It's for the hood love out there. You see what I'm saying? It's a lot of hood love out there. It's people that fuck with each other. They staying down till they come up. And I just think that that's important to give them, salute them too.
What if he don't ever come up, though?
It's fucked up.
That's fucked up. Like, what?
I'm asking Help, a legit Jade. Question. I'm really asking.
Help.
Okay, I feel so like a lot of talking women... about broke niggas?
We are. Yes. You don't like broke niggas either. Shit.
No.
But it's the difference between a broke nigga and a broken nigga, man. Mm.
Yes, you said that before.
You know what I'm saying? Deep. Like... A lot of niggas just be fucked up for the moment.
What if a nigga out there,
Tell when a nigga ass, bro, you it's over. Mm-hmm. You can tell when it's over.
Right.
If you're a nigga, female, whoever, you can tell when it's over, but you can tell when a nigga trying to still make that little shit be something.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna make these little goddamn 2,000, 3,000, 10,000, whatever I got, I'm gonna make this shit be something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then a nigga just send back feeling like, ain't nobody fucking with me.
Yeah. Right. The pity part
he
is.
He broken.
Yeah, pity
about
parties.
Your mindset.
The pity parties.
It's over with for them niggas. Like, they, until they snap out of it. Like I said, everybody can change now.
I'm just saying that.
Jade said they can't, huh?
No, I said that it's more of a process for a man to be able to change, because it's not like you can just go from that to that. You got to change the mind frame and the mindset first so that you can maintain once you get from that to that.
We get I agree.
And like, women are natural providers, so it's easier for us because we're used to just doing it.
Right.
Will you accept Olive Garden as a meal if your man brings you Olive Garden?
Yeah.
Yeah, see?
If that's all that nigga got and that nigga is trying to feed me, I will
and
accept
he's solid.
That.
If he on some bullshit, or he,
what we gotta say?
She said Carrabba's at least.
I'm dead.
I mean, I personally just don't like Olive Garden, to be honest. I just don't even like the food.
Well, last time you even ate like McDonald's.
But would you take the, he's saying, would you take the gesture?
The gesture?
I mean, it's nice, thank you, but.
I was saying, listen.
It depends on how hard I fuck with.
Do y'all want husbands?
I don't really care to get married. I talk about this all the time.
I'm the same way. Like, if it happens,
but I'm not, it's
what
not
if
a
the
goal.
The husband is the hard hat wearing construction job.
Oh, man, they ain't folks ain't finna say nothing to that man.
That's what I'm about to say. You think I would even marry? Not that there's nothing wrong with that, but. Mm-mm.
But what if he caught your attention on some other shit, though? Not with the hard hat on.
Like how?
Just regular. Whatever y'all, whatever. Somebody introduced you to him, whatever. However y'all met, you start fucking with him. You couldn't fuck with him after you found out, like, bro, this nigga ain't. You couldn't.
I'm talking about he's solid.
It depends on what his plans.
He ain't got no million, but he
but it depends on what his plans and shit is. Like, if you just trying to keep working here and be a construction worker, then absolutely not. No.
But guess what?
But if you got plans to start your own construction company, you trying to do some big shit, and I believe in your goals and your dreams and your aspirations.
You gonna hold it down?
I ain't said all that.
You don't tell him.
But I'll fuck with him to see where he see what he trying to do, see what he about. Because a lot of niggas can say a lot of cap shit on the first few days.
Put him on a practice squad.
But after a while, you going to know if he really a hustling ass nigga and he about what he talking about, or if he was capping.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
And I think that's all it is. We just like people who are hustling and won't, because we have big dreams. So why we want to be with somebody who's like, okay, I got this job and I'm making $50,000 a year and I'm cool. That's fine, but that's not the type of time we on.
But you got to think like this too. All the successful couples, the women give niggas goals. Because some niggas ain't got nothing but the hustle mentality. Mm. Go get it out the streets or whatever, they going to get it. All right, it takes certain women to help a nigga evolve too.
Yeah, those are facts.
You get what I'm saying? That's a problem too with today. Like, all right, what you got, what I got, instead of what we can get. You get what I'm saying? Now that's like that shit gone.
Right.
Like motherfucker, like they say, like shit, but you ain't, what you doing? What you ooh? Niggas saying the same thing. Bitch, what you got going on? You ain't got nothing going on. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Instead of saying, okay, that little shit you got going on, the little shit I got going on, let's make some big shit. That's over. That's out the picture now.
You think so?
Well, I mean,
you're right. Because a lot of women are like,
just say, goddamn, if you just said, okay, I want to see what this nigga woo woo, that's what made me think of that. Like,
yeah.
I fought with your swag and your conversation, but nigga, what you got? Instead of you seeing the potential of what he can be and help him be who he can be. That's why, if you fought with a nigga.
Yeah. Right.
If you don't,
but see,
man.
I feel like even with that, like, what Black is saying, like, helping, making a nigga understand that he's more than what he is, that applies, the majority of that mentality applies to street niggas. Because niggas with jobs, okay, cool, they're niggas with jobs. They're going to be niggas with jobs because they're already programmed to be niggas with jobs. But when it comes to street niggas, I feel like the potential is unlimited.
But,
like, and if a nigga is a hustler, okay, he's going to be a hustler. He's going to be this. He's going to be that, whatever, whatever. But it takes, I feel like, real shit, it takes a woman to make this nigga understand that, okay, these fucking tens and fifties and hundreds of thousands or whatever that you're getting from this little shit that you're doing could really be turned into
millions.
Some multi-million dollar shit.
That's facts.
But
that's
you can't real. Do it. But he
his mind only goes so
that.
Far. His mind only goes so far. Or what he know. You get what I'm saying?
Like,
so, bitch, you can really hinder me. You can really hinder me just waiting on me to do certain shit for you. I'm going to go broke like that. I'm going to fuck who you is.
No, that's true. But I feel like a lot of women are... We're in, like, the social media age. So they want to get their body done.
Yeah.
And they just want a nigga to take care of them. But we talk about this all the time.
They just be wanting niggas who be making fast money.
Fast money and get
they
it
don't really
them.
Care about your goals. You
they
know
don't
what
care.
I mean?
Facts.
But you have to have
that's
something
why I said
to
that
bring to the table.
That's
what
I'm saying.
With,
that...
Tasha in, what's his name? What's his name? Ghost. Yeah. She ain't want that nigga to get out the drug game.
But listen, you just, and that's cool as long as you know
yeah,
shit.
Nah, that's, it, that was a good comparison.
Yeah, yeah. But it ain't gonna last. It ain't gonna last. You might not want it to last, but it just ain't gonna last.
He went and found somebody who believed in his dreams.
Did he?
She did believe. She believed in his dreams more than Tasha did.
She shot Lock him up.
Later,
oh, I hated
that was
her.
Later.
Oh, okay.
Nah, but they loved each other. Though.
They did.
You can't,
yeah.
She
locked that nigga up. He went to jail.
But yeah, I don't think people.
She went and served a warrant. Y'all remember the episode of Power? She went. You're going to jail.
I'm dead.
I remember.
But it was because her feelings was hurt. She wasn't. She was the one that's
torn. You send nigga to jail your feeling? You'll send nigga to jail because your feeling?
Not me. That's why you got to keep the Black woman in your home.
Facts. I agree with that.
Hey.
I agree with that.
Dad, we just talked about street niggas a little bit, so.
Hold on, let me say this about the nigga with the job now. Please. I disagree with that, because a nigga with a job, bitch, you can motivate this nigga to want to be a manager, then a partner, then, because it's levels in that shit, too.
Yeah.
Nigga, don't just keep taking the trash out.
Right.
We need to
get them. But see the thing.
You can elevate him to that, too. Because it's in the working world now, we always say this on Big Facts, get a job. So we can't put the nigga down with the job.
No, we're not putting the niggas down to get that gets the job and all of that or whatever. But what I'm saying is like, a job nigga has a different mentality than a street nigga.
Like, genuinely,
fact, yeah, the right woman can put any type of battery in a nigga back.
Or
anybody,
you're
a friend,
right.
Not even just a woman, a friend, a sister, a brother, a cousin, whatever. You can tell like, bro, you doing this, you need to goddamn figure out, all right, they got you goddamn washing cars, you need to figure out how to start steaming the house. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You can, you pressure washing the car, and them folks, cause you pressure wash their house. You just telling niggas to elevate. You feel what I'm saying? All right, bro, you selling 10 hoodies a day. Mm-hmm. Bro, you need to be trying to sell 15, or you need to try to sell 20, or whatever the fuck
Jeff Bezos had a job. It's rich niggas we all familiar with. He did start with a job. But mm-hmm. I feel what you're saying about the mentality
But it ain't even about being rich. It's about, like,
freedom.
The job nigga and the street nigga. Like,
the mentality of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's the mentality. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's about the money, but... Like,
who'll take the risk? Who won't take the risk?
Everybody ain't meant to be a boss.
True.
Everybody not meant to work for themselves. That's why I agree with you. Like, we say that on our show too all the time. There's nothing wrong with having a job. Because everybody really not meant to be an entrepreneur.
So it's okay for the woman to have a job and date a man who has a job?
Why would it not be?
I'm just saying in general.
Yeah.
I'm trying to understand y'all philosophy. But y'all philosophy is that's not for y'all.
No, I mean, that's always just my philosophy. I don't ever see nothing wrong or talk down on what other people do with their life. You know what I mean? It's just certain things I just don't want for myself.
I got you.
It's okay when people have a job, but like I said, you got to be working towards something more. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we get up and we do shit every day working towards our goals. So if you just going to work every day and coming home and not doing nothing, like, that's all you doing, that's not the type of person.
And you done gave up.
Yeah. Basically, if you ain't trying to elevate, like, you just go to work all week, goddamn, get out, give your bitch a check, buy you a pack of cigarettes and a blunt.
And then you home all weekend complaining about how you don't want to go to work on Monday. You hate working here, but you not trying to do nothing to get yourself out of this.
You done gave up, too.
Yeah.
Now you gotta always be trying to elevate. I don't give a fuck what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you picking up cans, you pick up 50 cans, nigga, you need to be trying to pick up 75. Mm-hmm. You be trying to pick up 100. Mm-hmm. Whatever you're doing, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I feel like that.
Y'all have dealt with, y'all have dated street niggas? Everyone has dated street niggas?
Yeah, definitely.
Everyone has dated athletes?
Not me.
Not her.
Have we all dated athletes?
Oh, yeah. No.
Okay.
We said,
I've been really, I got some really close athlete friends that.
But they haven't dated them. What we're getting at is street niggas, athletes, rappers who can be athletes or street niggas. Mm-hmm. Who's lamer?
Lamer?
Rappers. Elaborate.
What if it's a rapper? What if it's an extreme?
It's lame ass niggas everywhere though. Like,
no, but it's lame niggas everywhere though. I will say
there's
that.
A stigma.
In every category,
I ain't gonna lie. There's a stigma.
A lot of these niggas be lame as fuck, and y'all just haven't uncovered it yet.
Because being lame ain't about your occupation.
It's really not. It's niggas.
Which category has the most?
The stigma is, and I ain't gonna bust nobody out, but the stigma is. The statement is that athletes are lamer.
Okay, well,
definitely be lame.
I'll say this about football players because they have an issue because, you know, they got the helmets on. You can't see their face. So when you don't know who they are, they be like, they feel some type of way. They really, really do. Like, they be wanting people to know who they are. And, like, I don't know who you are. So I can agree with that statement, like, for real.
But see, the thing with athletes, though, like, a lot of people think that athletes are lame because, like, they're kind of, a lot of people think that they're square, but a lot of these niggas came straight from school into sports and they haven't had any type of like dealings with the streets or dealings with the shit that would have made them unlame and got the lameness out of them. So it's like they like school straight to whatever they're doing. So it's like they ain't never had any real life experience, a lot of them. So it's like, okay, they don't know. They just don't know.
I'm talking about
that's true.
But and they don't do that smart.
But the DM sliders.
That's what they
slide into y'all. The DM sliders
they
that slide into y'all DMs.
Yeah.
Because y'all have rappers and street people and athletes and maybe businessmen too, maybe whatever. What's the most annoying breed?
Man, rap niggas do that shit too.
Yeah, everybody do it. Honestly.
Yeah, I feel like
it be the same. It be from a businessman to an athlete to a street nigga. They all be saying the same ass lame shit in my DMs. Like, all of them.
What they be saying?
You probably won't read this, but I just want you to know.
I just want you to know the sun rises and sets.
That's poetry.
They be saying the most corniest shit. Niggas be writing me poems and shit. I be
or
like,
they just
the
be
fuck?
Like, just saying stuff like, oh, come to LA and see me. Like, I don't even know you.
A nigga told me, I will give you $500 to come to LA and spend half a day with me. Half a day, nigga. It's how damn near take me half a day to get there. What the fuck you talking about?
You want some pussy.
But
I just want you enough time. I just want you enough time
and
to get there.
$500.
But you gotta
I'ma
think.
Come for
I'ma
that?
Tell y'all what fucking this shit up would make y'all feel like it lame. Cause these hoes going for it too now.
Exactly.
So shit,
exactly.
That nigga ain't trying that. It ain't right. Working. This shit just worked three DMs ago.
Right. Yeah.
This shit just worked.
That is very true. Girls do be fucking up the game. Cause this is why it's like you have men out here that's making a lot of money. And they feel like they ain't got to spend no money on you or do nothing for you, take you out and court you because this bitch accepted just going over to his house at 1:30 in the morning and she happy because she can Instagram that she in a nice ass bathroom.
Pimp C said that years ago though.
Yeah. He did.
Like, girls be happy
to be happy for $40 in the club.
Dead ass. Girls just be happy.
You get no love.
Yeah. Girls will be bragging like, oh my God, I was with Drake last night and we had sex and this and that. I'm just using Drake for example.
Yeah.
But like, girls will brag on that. It's like, okay, but what did you get out of the situation?
Bitches just be happy to fuck on niggas with money and don't be getting no money from them. And that shit just mind boggling to me. Like, why are you so excited to be fucking on these niggas? You talk about, oh yeah, I fuck Drake again, for example. But
So what about fucking a rich nigga versus just fucking a broke nigga?
Oh, that's not happening.
I'm just saying.
But bitch, some bitches just like to have bragging rights.
Is it worse if she just fucking a broke nigga?
I don't think it's necessarily worse.
At that point, it doesn't even matter. Because you're not even, you
still broke.
Your pussy management is terrible. So at that point, just fuck who you want.
But if you fuck 10 rich niggas, at least you can write a book or something. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, yeah. I mean, look at what's her name? Corinne Stephens. She had a whole career.
But who gonna buy the book? Because, bitch, if you done fuck 10 rich niggas and you ain't got shit from it, I wouldn't buy that book.
But a lot of people just be nosy, though. Philosophy. People just want the tea.
I'm gonna need proof in order, like, I'm gonna need to feel like you telling the truth in your book for me to buy it.
But
be a living example.
If you don't have nothing to show for it, bitch, I don't believe you.
Okay, be an example. What did you say?
This shit all based on attention now. So, if bitch can say she fucked so-and-so.
Clout.
That shit get her clout.
Yeah.
Now these niggas on her dick, because these niggas, they want the attention too. That you know, Drake used to be fucking that little hoe down.
Mm-hmm.
So they trying to get at the hoe too, and will spend some. Yeah. So bitch really just doing a commercial by fucking a nigga. Yeah, she doing a commercial. That's a commercial.
Advertisement.
I'm going to fuck the biggest football player, not all the rest of these football niggas going to be on my dick. Because every nigga want what the next nigga got.
Oh, what is that? Brand marketing?
Yeah, that's marketing. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's great
brand
marketing.
Brand the pussy. Let me write that down.
If I can fuck the top notch nigga, the rest of these ducks ain't gonna be nothing.
Yeah.
No, you're right.
You know what I'm saying? I might can get some out of them ducks, so I gotta sacrifice for this first one.
I mean, what you're saying is right, and that's cool, but the girl's not doing it. They're not doing it.
Some of them is.
I mean,
yeah, some of the ones who getting wiped up and shit, they was such and such bitch at first, but now such and such got them. I'm keeping them.
Yeah.
But you got to think about it, it's like it's not that many girls out here like that though. If you compare it on the night, like
but they, shit, they still,
what you get off of Instagram,
they still in the trenches. The rest of them still in the trenches trying to get
it out.
They try to make it out. They like rap.
Outside the section, trying to get in.
Not
just
trying to get
in. Here. Yes, they are.
This shit is an attention game, man. People want attention more than money.
Yeah.
Other motherfuckers get mad at other motherfuckers because he get attention that they want.
Yeah.
Like, motherfucker ain't mad at you no more about the money you getting.
They mad at the attention. That's
like, the
fact.
Attention you getting, like, I don't even like you because people like you.
Mm-hmm. Right? Exactly. They don't understand why
saying?
It's
this
you
is
and
attention.
Not them.
Yeah, this is attention game, bro. Like, it's different.
Can't be no million follower broke person.
People don't want money no
more. That's very common.
But it shouldn't be. That would bother me.
I was actually shocked when I moved to Atlanta because it was so many girls that I'm looking at and I'm like, damn, she popping. Like, it was before we started our podcast, I'm like, damn, she got this going on. And then it's like, you realize, oh, she's sleeping on such and such couch. She just got evicted. Oh, she don't have a car. And they be having 500,000. Your favorite girls that people be like, yeah, these girls be out here broke.
With all the drugs.
Broke, like broke.
With the best filters on their picture.
Yes.
With the best
don't be looking like
too.
Nothing
looking
in person.
Shit like that in person.
Yeah.
It's literally shocking to me. I'll be like,
is that you?
No, ma'am.
That shit is crazy as fuck. I ain't gonna lie.
So y'all, Can I say that? I think I can say this. So, y'all are cheaters, right? Y'all cheat.
No, Lex is a self-proclaimed cheater. Not me. I'm faithful. Not in relationships.
In your past. You okay with... You've cheated.
I've cheated before, yes. I have.
How does that go? You just...
One thing about me is like... I'll give you the signs, though.
No. See, you ain't answering the question. Mm-hmm. You all over the
place. Hold up. No, she did.
But you don't
get what she's saying.
Okay.
She's saying, nigga, I'm basically letting you know what it is.
Okay.
Because I'm going to tell you first. Giving you the signs. Hey, I need this. Or, hey, you're not doing enough of this, and you're not doing enough of that. So if I tell you and you still don't change your behavior, well, I'm going to go get it from somewhere
else. How long they got to change it?
I mean, what you mean?
How long they got?
If I tell you something...
On Monday.
It should be immediately. Immediately.
On Monday?
Yes,
that ain't
now.
Realistic.
It's not. If they tell you
learn how to cook some shit, you ain't finna just...
Oh, baby, I'm about to be Martha Stewart in that hole. For real, right. If you my nigga.
Yeah.
If you my nigga, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like if I tell you something and you don't want to change, you're not... I'm going to move around because there's somebody out there that's going to give it to me.
What if that's the one thing they just not into or good at?
I'm gone. You gonna lose.
So why you just don't tell the nigga what it is though?
I do.
I'm saying you say you hinting at it now. I thought you were gonna say something else.
I'm finna go move around if you don't do this.
Yeah.
You getting your cake and eating it too.
Well, I mean, it's like you can't just break it off. You gotta just see. I gotta see if my side nigga gonna act right first.
I told you.
I gotta dip my toe in the pool.
I told you.
Dive in.
I told you, bro. I'll tell you, bro. I could be a goddamn doctor Phil.
Like
real shit, bro. The motherfucker. Bitch gonna cry like hell, boy, when you did some shit. Like, ah! But at the end, when she don't got caught up, nigga, she just, this nigga didn't work out over here. Mm-hmm. She really was ready to say, fuck you, home would've came on in and did what home would've did. Right. Home got now, come on, boy, fuck you. Mm. But now that home got now looking like, nah, shawty. It wasn't that. Ooh, ooh. Now she back over here crying to you. Yeah. That shit crazy, bro. That shit real though.
It's what I do.
It's all a game.
Well, I admitted that you, not to say you're a cheater, but you have cheated.
I have cheated. I mean, of course.
You're not a cheater.
But did you feel like, fuck this nigga, he could be replaced before you did it, though?
Absolutely.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Are you a cheater, Jay? Not a cheater.
She's not a cheater.
It's just saying, sorry, didn't quite catch that.
That's why I started laughing.
Siri answered that shit.
Oh, my God.
Nah, it's different. It different
I'm
stroke.
Not a cheater. I'm not a cheater. I don't know. That, you know.
It's a different shit.
Yeah.
Different people, different shit.
Nah, I'm so trash,
you,
though.
It depends on you feel like you locked.
You're trash?
You can't say that, bro. You just said you can't say you trash. It's all a mental thing, too.
Yeah.
If you prepared to say, fuck this nigga, y'all don't have nothing anyway.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, when I get to the point that I'm ready to say, fuck this nigga or whatever, like, I'm done with the nigga. It's over with. Like,
I'm not finna.
So do you tell, like, you tell him that?
I'm not finna do them. Yeah, fuck you, nigga. Like, it's done.
Like, you.
I'm not finna, like, for me, it doesn't, I don't have the energy to fucking try to do this with this nigga over here and then, like, do this with that nigga over there and, you know what I'm saying, whatever. Like,
mm-hmm.
I can't mentally, I got too much going on. I don't have time for that shit. So if it's really fucking nigga, like, it's really fuck that nigga. Like,
so can y'all come back from a nigga cheating on y'all?
Yeah. Cheating all not a deal breaker to me. I really feel like all niggas cheat too.
Emotional cheating is worse than physically cheating for me. I'd rather you just fuck a bitch and dip. But if you actually fucking with a girl,
then
you get
her
money, you taking her on dates and trips, now that shit, now that's a different beast. But if you go like fuck some bitches, fuck a hoe, send them on their way, who cares?
Yeah, I ain't gonna leave you for fucking with another
shit
bitch.
Different, bro.
You fall in love, though? You got feelings for this bitch? Oh, nah. It's a wrap.
Yeah.
You can go over there.
No, wow.
Pick a side and stay there.
You folks telling the truth, bro. You just rarely see motherfuckers tell the truth, bro.
The truth, I got you.
You get what I'm saying? Like, no matter what another person's truth is, it's their truth.
Mm-hmm.
It's how I feel.
A lot of people say what sounds good. Like, a woman will be like, if a man cheats on me, that's just a deal breaker. You're not
and
leaving,
hoes
girl.
Be lying. Girl, you see that shit every day. Bitch, you be lying. Don't be going nowhere. We'll leave for like maybe a week. Come back.
They're not going nowhere.
Damn. What y'all do if y'all start fucking with a nigga and he starts stressing y'all about a body count?
But that ain't your business. The fuck?
Okay.
That's I lie every time anyway. I'm a lie.
You gonna lie about
it? I've been on number 8 since I was 23.
She's stepping on niggas.
just experience it on niggas. But yeah.
Body count. No. Body count.
Huh?
What's up? Why is that so touchy?
Because it's not a nigga business. Like, why are you asking me? I'm not going to ask you how many bitches you fuck.
Okay.
It's like, who cares?
And
unless it was like
you.
A nigga that was like close in your circle.
Right.
Then I'll tell you like, oh, you know, I used to fuck with your partner. Right. I'll tell you stuff like that. But as far as like a number, who cares?
Yeah.
We wrong.
Nah, yes. Who even asking that kind of shit?
People asking.
Blame that. They niggas do be asking it, though.
They definitely do be asking.
Situation on social media. People be asking this shit.
Yeah, niggas definitely will ask you. But I'd be like, how many bitches you fucked? Do you know?
Do you care? So you don't care?
Do I care what?
How many people your man or the man you dating with?
Long as he ain't got shit.
Gotcha.
I'll tell you.
Yeah. Fair.
I feel like I don't care about the number. I just don't like no thirsty nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like a nigga that be under all the bitches in their comments.
Yeah.
And that be the worst type of like friendly, thirsty niggas. Like, I don't care how many bitches you fuck, but we don't like niggas that are easily accessible.
Yeah, the friendly nigga.
Right. Yeah, like, if you're easily accessible, that's worse than you can fuck 500 bitches.
Mm-hmm.
If you fuck 500 bitches, but you like low key with it, you don't be out there mm-hmm. acting crazy versus a nigga who has sex with 50 women, but he under everybody comments and being thirsty under everybody picture. I'm gonna pick the nigga that has sex with 500 girls that be chilling.
I agree. These niggas be lame. You see that shit every day. Oof. Be so many niggas just under all these bitches' pictures. They be like, what
lame.
The fuck are you doing? You look corny as fuck.
Corny as
never
fuck.
Never do that shit.
I don't even know where they get the time to do that shit. You know how you go, you see the same nigga
under every
I don't even
every
be up on the comment.
Bro,
I'm about,
I know who you talking about. I
know somebody like that.
How you be up on all these niggas?
The
how
fuck?
Niggas be up on the niggas picture
yeah,
too? Like,
yeah.
You up on the every.
Yeah. Y'all do.
I'm sorry, you up on all the blog sites. Like, everywhere I go, I see your name. Like, first, you up on all the blog sites, all the rappers, and all the bitches. But you is Instagram Sam, huh?
How is it enough hours in a day?
You see everything.
I'm not gonna call the nigga's name. But it's
nah, don't
nigga.
Call no nigga name, man.
Yeah, nah, I ain't gonna call no nigga's name. But it's a nigga like every fuck like Black was saying like Baller Alert, Shade Room, every fucking bitch that is supposed to be whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like every time you scroll, it's there. Like it's right there. Like
yeah.
the
you liked it and come in it.
Like, yeah, right. Like you know what I'm saying? Like that shit be crazy, man. That shit be too crazy, like.
Yeah, that's
niggas
tough.
Just be looking lame. It's like, what are you like?
Because they
want to
look like
purpose?
They own. Like, they be like, oh, my bro, Big Bang. Nigga be like, who is this?
Like, that be, no, I don't know real. That nigga.
That's for real. Like, people be like, oh, my bro, DJ Scream. I'm like, oh, I work with Scream.
They be like, I don't know him.
Or some shit. Then you, they partner. They gonna be DM me. I appreciate that reply, bro. Fuck with me, bro.
Not fuck with me, bro. That's nigga's favorite thing to say. Fuck with me.
No, their favorite line is me and my bro out here working.
Oh, yeah. That's the one.
Yeah, that shit been going on.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. With the selfie like.
Stay tuned.
We coming.
But guess what? At the end of the day, it's a tension game, too. Yep. Now. We got to go back to it.
Back to the
some
book.
Niggas just playing the game.
He's a philosopher. I like
yeah,
it.
No,
some
no,
niggas
no.
just playing the game, too. Now, it's not for me. Like she said earlier, certain shit just not for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, bro, being up under everybody comments, up under the Shade Room, Ball Alert, goddamn. Academic, Elliot, are you being up on these folks' shit gonna get you seen or whatever you gonna do? So be it. But
I get it.
You
I do
see
two
that
comments,
shit ain't working.
I get exhausted after two. I got shit to do.
Yeah,
I,
a
couple of my partners, 100, 100. I gotta go.
Not a 100 emoji. That's all Scream.
That is his favorite.
That
emoji.
Is all he do.
That's Scream.
And
favorite emoji.
Bank cheers. Let's talk about happy birthday, Anna. Cheers.
Oh my
so
god, that's funny as fuck.
I just. Sometime I come, I don't even be want to do none of the Instagram shit. Just watch it, see what they talking mm-hmm. about me, repost my shit, ooh, because, but I do, because niggas are getting their feelings,
niggas
like, bro,
really
you don't
do
like my
their
pictures.
Feelings, like, on God, like, and then, it man, that shit just be
like, bro, why you ain't like my picture? Bro, I follow you true, but I didn't see it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Got time to
I don't
it.
Know how Instagram done started doing it. Like, well, it just show you. It just show you
certain
shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like somebody send me some shit in my DM, I'd be like, damn, I'm following this nigga. How the fuck I ain't see this?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. No real shit. Scream. What I call you and tell you
the
other day? Like,
I said
like
algorithm.
That shit be crazy. Like one of my videos might get 40,000 fucking what's the names, and then
mm-hmm.
I might post some shit the next day to get like 2,500 or
yeah,
like,
that's exactly
shit
how
it be crazy.
Like, yeah, like.
They done fucked that shit all the way up. It used to be so
because
different.
They realized we was like people started making too much money, mm-hmm. you know, and they was like, okay,
what, no, what that shit that mean though?
Algorithm. They just control what you see. They yeah. control the same what thing you with see. The YouTube. It's the same thing.
Oh, they
with all
they basically giving you the shit that you use to normally look at.
Yeah, that too.
And then they
that,
got
I started
ads
watching that shit. What's
there?
The name of that?
Social.
Yeah.
Social Dilemma?
Yeah, they was. Mm-hmm. But I keep falling asleep on that shit.
me too.
It's it is kind of boring. Yeah. It is kind of
good, bro.
They be saying good stuff, but it's like the people, it's not like.
It's not
intriguing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They giving good information, but it's not like intriguing.
That's why they make it like that, for we won't look at it. I'm going to still go
they
watch
it. They don't
want
us to know the game.
But they said they giving it on
there.
They
giving it on there. The billionaires on there talking. Like, people that was working for Facebook, Google, mm-hmm. like, they on there really, really telling
you
it.
You stay up to get it.
Yeah.
That's all about to say, but they know niggas' attention spans be short.
But straight up.
While they know we not about
while they telling
nothing.
Me the internet's a bullshit, I'm on the internet.
Exactly. I'm watching the shit scrolling.
While that shit on, I'm on the internet down. Just watching what they telling me some bullshit.
Yeah.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation.
I don't feel like I have to get married yeah. at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating.
And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation yeah. that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. We create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
That shit crazy, oh, man. But nigga, that Instagram, that shit.
Instagram is the devil.
That shit touchy.
Why you think it's the devil?
Because it's like you can make a lot of money from it, but first of all, everybody always say money is the root of all evil, but it's like, now, like he said, it's attention, it's the money, it's the, like, people were literally posting money like this.
You know they got and rehab. You know they got rehab for this shit, right?
They need it.
No, I'm telling
for
you.
For social media?
They need it, yes.
Because a nigga will post money like this. Too much.
Oh, damn.
Like, I can go for that.
No, they.
Because that should have ruined somebody. That should have ruined your life, man.
Yeah, people be committing
people
suicide.
People be committing suicide over this shit. Because
a nigga post a picture with his money like this. Picture in. He handing it back to his homeboy. That ain't even his shit.
Dang.
And that's the niggas looking at him like, damn, how do I get like him? I ain't shit.
And that nigga ain't even got it.
And that's not even his shit. Girls be posting shit.
On trips
and shit.
Getting shitted on.
With a bag or with like an Hermes bag. Bag not even real. Or that's not even her bag. She got her homegirl shoes on. You know what I'm saying? She got her shoes on, but she in the dressing room. She ain't even buy the shit. You know what I'm saying?
But on the flip side of that shit, though, I know a lot of these, like primarily, especially hoes, I know a lot of these hoes that done faked it till they made it.
Oh, yeah? That's what I told you. Nah. Some of these folks
playing
that's true. Then parlay that shit into
until they finally got it, tangible.
Yeah. Like some real shit.
But that's smart,
like,
though. But I'm not going to lie. That's smart, though.
If that's the way, because
that's the way you're supposed to do it. But that the percentage of girls that's doing that is not that high, though.
That's the difference.
Yeah,
it's a lot. It's so many girls on Instagram that's not doing nothing.
So this but they got
to
start somewhere though too.
But
you know what I said.
But what if they don't never make it?
That's what I said.
You try.
What if you
never
make it?
You try.
Everything.
With anything you do, man, I feel like, bro, with anything you do in life, you know when like this, I need to figure out something else.
Period.
Do you fuck really feel like is? People know though? Cause it be niggas that be like 50 still.
Oh, not 50.
Shit.
Them niggas done gave up. They just don't want to look like they get. They don't want to accept that they gave up.
Mm. Yeah.
But you still doing the same thing, man, over and over again, and getting the same results, expecting different results. That's called insanity.
Yeah,
for real.
You need help. You keep doing the same shit. You need help, bro. Yeah. This shit ain't working.
Yeah.
Bro, it been 50 years.
And like me, goddamn, out there still dribbling the ball, bro. I'm going to the league.
I'm dead.
I'm outside shooting jumpers all day, bro. I'm finna go to the league. I'm gonna try it with LeBron, though. No, you not.
Right. the term never give up is subjective. Like,
right.
So how long is somebody supposed to go hard for until they realize
after
it's
20
not...
mixtapes, it's over.
What's giving up, though?
This is why y'all losing y'all rubber fans. Like, big baby.
Giving up is like...
giving up on... you can give up on... a certain thing. You just can't give up.
Yeah.
You can give up on give a project. Up. Like, hey, fuck with up. That. But you don't give up, though.
Yeah, never give up. But
I
you
think, nigga I give, think, that what nigga feel like, I don't know how to do nothing else, so if I stop this, I'm going to give all the way up.
I think the science is there's a certain age where you probably won't be a successful rapper. There's a certain age where you probably won't be a successful model.
Mm. We're going to stop just saying rappers, bro. We're going to say
model.
Something.
Yeah, well, not model. That's not true. Look at Bernice. She's 84.
Girl. Oh, man, that's fucked up, man.
I'm just kidding. No, she's that's beautiful. She's just older.
They love Bernice, though.
We do. She bad as...
Yeah,
I was just talking about her the other day.
But she's been in the game for a minute.
When I'm that age, I want to be that bad.
But she's been in the game for a minute.
Yeah, with a name like Bernice.
Talking about the ones that's just signing up for their Instagram and they 40. Trying to be y'all.
I
want to be more like Poor Minds girls.
But I ain't no spring chicken. I'm 31. I ain't out here young as fuck.
Oh, we saying that it's a time when it's like the stripper that's a little too old to be strip club stripping. It's like, they need a strip club for
it's
that.
It's a lot of even talking about that now.
You say that.
It's a lot of seasoned strippers.
I like that.
I seen that
are still, you know, shaking it.
Yeah, and it don't look right.
It don't.
It don't look
right. We know, so we be seeing it.
With them light down low, that shit all look the same.
Exactly.
Do it.
Yeah, niggas ain't, bro. Like I said again, we used to go to the strip club to see the women, actually.
Right.
Mm-hmm. This is an attention game. These niggas ain't looking at these bitches.
Yeah.
Looking at, who looking at me throwing this money?
Right. Yeah.
Who looking at me?
Yeah.
This is an attention game, bro. I'm doing this shit for this shit to be on the ground. True. Niggas ain't looking at these bitches, period.
Yeah.
It's Tupac.
It do be way.
I'ma see a bitch. It's two pack. It dedicate. You come to the club for a woman. You'll come early when nobody ain't in. I'm finna go see this bitch. I'm finna ooh. Mm-hmm. Man, niggas in that motherfucker trying to be seen. They self.
Yeah.
They be on the stage with the girls.
Yeah, they be about to knock the bitches off the stage.
The true, bro. Like, we gotta go on and get this shit with it. This is an attention game.
I can't remember where. Mm-hmm. I think I told this on the 85. Literally, when I was working for All-Star Weekend when I was in Houston, I used to bartend at one of the most popping clubs out there. I'm literally working. You know, I'm bringing people their bottles, bringing people their food. And this man literally, like, shoved me. He was like, move, bitch, Diddy on stage. Like, niggas don't give up. They there for the niggas. I swear to God. Move, bitch. And Diddy just up there, Diddy bopping. I'm like, help.
Bitch, you about to get trampled.
I'm about to get trampled. Said,
boo, bitch, Diddy on stage. That deep.
I swear to God. I swear to God.
He probably was security, though.
No. Hell no. It was definitely, it was a customer. He was like, he had his phone. He was like, move, bitch, Diddy on stage. And Diddy just did it by me. Like, I'm about to die. I got wings in my hand, Ciroc in my other hand. I'm telling you, but they don't, they, like he said, they're not going there for the women. Damn. They going there to see the niggas.
They going there to see Diddy.
That's yep. crazy. Niggas going to see niggas, bro. This ain't no cap. Like, you seen how them niggas looking at us? Just turned up on them niggas and fucked these niggas. Talking about, what about the bitches? Bro, we just fucked that shit up in there. Them niggas know what's happening.
These niggas. The promoters are putting the niggas right next to whoever the main attraction is to.
No, but,
right.
but a lot of these niggas, exposing. Like, when, like, because, you know, like, I sell tables and shit for clubs and shit like that. Like, a lot of times when niggas are trying to, like, buy tables or buy sections or whatever, they want to be right next to the niggas. Like,
right. I pay whoever, whatever. Put me right beside them. Like, I pay
like,
whatever.
Like, yeah. whatever. Like, you could upcharge the shit $10,000 extra dollars. As long as they right there, they don't give a fuck.
Yeah, because like, brother them seen me.
And that's wild.
They going to see you regardless, though.
But there's
if you, if you doing what you about to be doing, niggas going to look, crawl the club and see you.
There's a play with that, though. You know a nigga done came up to you. Bang, bro, remember I was at the club. You was dead there and I was going crazy. That was me. Like, that's how they introduced themselves. Oh. That's they play. They were like, Scream, you don't remember 8 years ago when you was here and I was right next to you and I had the bottle of Ace. No. I'm like, bro, come on.
You know how
Scream
many bottles like, of Ace I done seen since then?
You know what I'm saying? That's they play. I ain't saying it's right.
No, no, I get what you're saying.
That's their business card.
Mm-hmm.
I was a nigga
but
that
once
did
again,
this.
That shit works too, though.
That's what I say it
we
can
can't
work.
Say certain shit don't work because get what? Niggas will choose you. Like, you might, it might be some niggas right here. Some rapper, athlete, whatever, see that and be like, I want to fuck with them niggas. This shit is different.
I don't see
it. But see, it ain't, and another thing too, like, let me, I'm going to just speak on this because this shit, like, really gets under my skin. It's a lot of these groupie-ass niggas that don't even buy sections, don't do shit. They just wiggle their way into the section with the nigga. Yeah. And then the nigga might know them from somewhere, might, you know, like, remember them from somewhere, speak to the nigga or whatever, and then turn around and go back. But the nigga is in prime pitcher position and he's some kind of way able to stay there because in the nigga spoke position. And forgot.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So pitcher position. He's still there. Like, security ain't moved him because the security saw the nigga speak to the nigga. So he's thinking like, okay, maybe this nigga's okay. Yo. And this nigga stays stuck in pitcher position. And at the end of the night, position. Nobody knows that this nigga don't fuck with this nigga or this nigga really ain't shit or whatever. Mm-hmm. He's in the pictures and in the videos and in the movies. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, because he wiggled his way in.
Wigglers.
Smoking the hookah, recording his stuff on Snapchat. Yeah, like,
that's a whole nother episode.
But I will be honest, and I'm not saying
that's a whole
right.
nother episode.
That deep, that deep, that
real
deep,
shit.
Wigglers be getting a lot of that. They be getting a lot of pussy.
And the Wigglers
be getting a lot of pussy. I'm not saying it's good, grade A. Like, top you know notch pussy, but it's some wigglers. I got some homeboys.
Man, them nigga be in the club standing on them girl ankles and shit, trying to stand by niggas, man. That's all I'm saying.
The worst niggas be the ones who try to go speak to their partner in the section, then don't never leave and start drinking your
but
shit.
Somebody gonna fuck them that night. That's the sad part. Just because they wiggle.
They don't even want pussy. These niggas are really cute.
Yeah.
These niggas, I'm trying not to get us flagged.
Right.
That shit be so crazy, dog. Like, and it be the niggas that you wouldn't even expect. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Like, that be the cutest niggas. Like, man, that shit is just, it's heartbreaking.
That's sad.
I know from working in a club, niggas be broke as fuck.
They be acting like bitches, like bad bitches.
They don't be wanting to spend no money.
They don't want to spend no money. They just want to be in the section smoking the hookah.
Even the niggas with the money, like, I just
right.
This is a whole nother discussion, a whole nother episode. But like you just it's man, it's so much going on behind these scenes for these niggas and
where they learn
trying
this
to
from?
Get a picture position
in Instagram, bro.
Instagram?
Yeah.
It's school of Instagram.
You think some of the real shit, but you think maybe for some people it's cause they ain't got no
you
gotta
think, bro.
No father.
Nah, bro, it ain't got nothing.
Cause
when's
your
that
daddy
screen?
Tell you better?
It's niggas who got fathers, I know their fathers.
Okay.
That I see do this stuff.
Okay. You
if their daddies knew what these wiggler niggas were doing, like,
the wigglers.
They would, like, for real get beat still.
No, look, check this, man. Like, it's like this screen. It is an attention game. I'm going to keep saying that the whole episode.
Know
I know
that.
We're going to switch the episode up. I don't know what we've been talking
about. But a lot of people look up
to all of, we are influence. We just like, trying to tell them.
That's what, that's what, another way. See, this shit is so lame. Mm. It's like influencers. Like, even niggas with album, when they put the album out, they use influencers. Mm-hmm. So that's the same thing that the Wigglers are doing. They're using the influencer. So if I'm standing by goddamn DJ Screen and put this on my page, I'm finna influence the people that going for the attention shit. Yeah. You get what I'm saying? So maybe I can get on in there if they think I'm cool enough to be standing by this nigga. Mm-hmm. You don't understand it, or you may not understand it, or y'all may not understand it because that's just not y'all.
Because we mud, but niggas, people. Guess we got what? In the mud.
Yeah, that's exactly. Niggas, nigga, I would never see you if I didn't, I would never see your picture if I didn't see you in the picture with Whoop the Whoop. So you be like, oh, goddamn, you know what I'm saying? Or whatever. Or however, nigga might goddamn catch a TMZ moment or. That's just how this shit crazy.
But I have, I have an analogy, and maybe like y'all correct me if I'm wrong or like if I'm tripping or whatever. But I feel like accepting a Wiggler is the same shit as reaccepting a snitch back into society.
But get what? What if he, what if it's a wiggling ass nigga who got solid ways or solid? I don't know.
He could be,
he could be a solid wiggler.
Solid wiggler.
Just trying to get in.
A solid wiggler is an oxymoron, Black.
Yeah, because honestly,
you're right.
Wigglers can't be solid. A real nigga,
I agree with her.
You're right.
Oh God, I'm right. I've never seen you wiggle nowhere.
Like, Jay, we're not talking about that.
Never seen Big Bang wiggle.
I don't want to goddamn get. I'm trying to speak.
Have you ever wiggled, my nigga? Like, no, you have never wiggled.
Hey, what I'm trying to tell you
have
is,
you ever wiggled?
No, I'm not.
You're not a wiggler.
Listen, I don't even know how to.
I don't know what to say.
Bro, listen,
Jay.
I'm listening.
I'm trying to get
homeboys. I got homeboys like, bro, come meet me at a compound. We're going to wiggle. Bro, I'm not coming to wiggle my way in.
They need to put that as a category wiggle. On Instagram. You know how they got public.
Wiggler.
A professional wiggler.
Yeah.
But no, I agree with her.
Let's try to understand
these
niggas. That's all I'm saying. I just want to try to understand.
Let me tell you how far they are. They can get dropped off in the Uber and wiggle all the way till they get back home. Don't spend no money. They don't wiggle their bottom.
They wiggle in the wiggle blood.
Straight back into the bed with a bitch in the bed with them. And
wiggling with the
nothing
bitch.
But an Uber.
And they're going to have a Wiggle Junior. It's going to be a
real shit.
Wiggle Junior going to be born. And they're going to have a Wiggle family.
Niggas say they ain't spent no dough.
No, nothing. Don't wiggle all of the shit show on stage. You know what I'm saying? They did nothing.
Nah, but
what you was finna say, Black? I need to hear this.
Nah, what I'm saying is, I'm not trying to understand it, but what I'm trying to
hold
tell
on,
you.
First off, let's say, a snitch is the worst, lowest shit.
So it's a wiggler.
That's your opinion.
The snitch is the worst.
Forget what these wiggling ass nigga gotta do something.
Man, bro.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Hold up. But
I'm listening.
If his wiggling is trying to get him some paper, how can we get in the way of what a nigga trying to do to feed his family?
A wiggler don't want no paper.
You talking about, see, it's different. Yo, all right, let's get us
a understanding.
Definition of a wiggler.
A wiggler.
So then we can try to explain. Because you got some nigga that be trying to wiggle to get beside a nigga, hey, bro, I'm trying to get in and do a verse. Yeah. And got the money to pay for the verse or whatever.
Okay.
You got some nigga be trying to wiggle to get the
money. That's a working wiggler.
That's
a working wiggler.
That's what I'm saying.
You know the term. That's the term work the move.
Okay.
Working my move. Work the move, nigga.
That's a move worker, not a wiggler.
Are you saying just a straight
wiggler?
A wiggler.
Right.
For you to take a
picture. Man.
Oh, yeah. Just for the attention part of it.
Yeah.
Wiggle.
Because honestly, if a nigga's trying to get in the section, get a verse or something, he going to chop it up with that nigga and exchange information, and he going to go about his way.
Mm-hmm.
A wiggler staying in the section.
Yeah, he got it on set. He done sent the people over there like, such a one to holler at you before we leave.
Yeah.
Even though we ain't doing that one either.
He going to chop it up with you, go back to his own sheet.
Yeah.
Y'all saying a nigga done got out of Uber.
Yeah.
He's trying to analyze
into
it.
The club.
Calling goddamn Doc at the allure. Doc.
Yes.
Let me get in, man. Yeah, come on, bro.
Yeah.
You wiggle pad Doc.
Yeah.
Then you got it. You wiggle up in the nigga section.
Got your pictures.
Wiggle over
got
here, X rated blunt.
Got a bottle too.
Bro, that shit's fucked up, bro.
Drinking little Henny Henny.
That's what I'm saying, man. That shit is like. That shit is mind-boggling. Like,
yeah.
But you can't be mad at a nigga, man. These niggas, that's how they built. And get what? If those type of people weren't in the world, then we wouldn't be unique for who we are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If everybody was the same shit.
Somebody gotta be a worker.
Let these niggas be that so we can have. So we can have a.
What you trying to tell me?
Let these niggas be what they be so we can have a big facts topic.
So listen to what I'm saying.
You get what I'm saying? We wouldn't have the Wigglers. We wouldn't even have to talk about it.
Basically, what you're trying to say to me is that the Wigglers make the world go round?
I did!
Facts. Some of them Wiggles make the world go round. Because they going to wiggle their ass up out of there and wiggle another nigga on your dick. Y'all just in that fuck with such and such. That's another fan. Another whatever. They going to spread the word along their fucking
Wigglers, they be talking about you. They be like, man, I was with Scream last night. Yes, he was turned up. Bruh. They getting your
the
name out
there. They the best ones.
Some of the best promoters.
The Wigglers be the good promoters, though. They do.
That shit, I just
bro, you just disgusted by it. I just feel like can't nothing else disgust me. I try to, a lot of shit I be trying to just understand it. Like, maybe he thinking like this. Mm-hmm. I try to think of the best way possible he could be thinking. Mm-hmm. Hopefully he's trying to get some money out of this dick riding ass shit. Mm-hmm. I don't know what is he doing. I don't understand your plan at all, man. Eight balls. I don't understand your plan at all, but I hope it works. You know what I'm saying? But that ain't for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cause I done seen some shit work that I thought would never work.
Yeah.
I done seen some wiggling ass niggas wiggle to the jiggle.
Like even how she said earlier though, people be faking it till they make it for real. It works.
So you ain't never seen a wiggle get no money.
most of these wigglers already have money. They just be some dick riders.
See, you got okay.
That's deep.
Molingo, Jay. You got wigglers.
Nah, we just talking about a nigga getting out the Uber and doing all that.
You got wags.
What are wags?
Wiggling ass groupies.
Ooh.
So they like the wiggler groupie niggas.
These wags be niggas with money too.
I ain't debating that. I'm just saying it's like almost levels of that shit. A nigga might just be wiggling. Then you got your work to move, nigga. They kind of in that little space. But then you got just the groupie ass nigga. You see what I'm saying? And I think that's why you so disgusted, because Jay looks disgusted.
Boy, she do.
Disgusted, boy. I'm with you. Because we go in the mud. But shit, some people are looking like they all in the mud, getting dirty, working hard, and all this other shit. I'm just going to wiggle.
But again, what if it don't work?
It might not
work. How do you explain, how do you explain to your children that you're a wiggler?
I just asked him that. Like, he said their fathers know.
It ain't going
to. Not the fathers. Like, you gotta understand. How do you have a son and you explain to your son,
I'm
hey,
not.
Son,
I ain't
got
to explain it to him. I already put it in him. He's a future
he's a wiggle
wiggler.
He's a wiggle junior. That's what I said
wiggler.
Earlier.
You're
yeah.
a product of your environment.
We're a family of wigglers.
The world goes, wigglers make the world go.
This shit fucked up out here, man.
Ain't no coming back. We at the point of no return.
Yeah.
God,
that's with everything.
It's not going to get better.
Yeah, this shit going to get worse. They coming up with all kind of apps, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Every day.
They need a wiggle app so Wiggles can link up.
Hey, and wiggle together. That. We need
wiggle link up. That's what it should be called.
Trademark it.
Wiggle up.
Trademark this shit.
Wiggle up.
This
shit's sad, man. Like, I can't even stomach this shit. Like,
I feel you. The thing is, and I'm going to leave it alone. The thing is, it disgusts me as much, but like Banks say, it's like, that shit be working sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Especially on some rap shit.
One thing I say, man, let them nigga do them. Because guess what? Them doing them, they are not in the way trying to do me and then do me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Let me do me, you do you. I ain't tripping.
You ain't right. in my lane.
That's how I look at it, man. Shit, I hope that shit work. But how you going to feel about yourself?
How do you look in the mirror?
Because guess what?
But do y'all think they even think?
That's what I was just about to say. Niggas don't give a fuck. Who?
If you comfortable doing that, you really think you thinking twice about it? I don't think so.
No. This what it is.
Because I wouldn't even be comfortable doing certain shit.
Yeah. That's a lot going on right there.
It's just how the game go, man. It's all attention in it. And, you know what I'm saying? Like, shit work. Goddamn, it works for an amount of time. I'm going to say that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you can't wiggle forever.
So like the dude, goddamn, who just put out, who just got out of jail, you know, the dude with the hell and shit. Whatever he did, told on the boy.
Oh, yeah.
But look, he just showed y'all, like, man, these folk don't give a fuck. They'll still let you go number one.
Yeah.
If you create enough attention for yourself,
mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? This shit is attention game. So that shit works for some people, but some people don't have no moral, no integrity, no nothing. So it's like, the fuck I care? It's gonna disappoint a person who give a fuck. It ain't gonna disappoint the people. It's so many people that don't give a fuck like him. I'm gonna support that because nigga thinking like shit. I do that.
But how you just go through life with no type of code? Like
nothing. That shit is
crazy. That shit wild to me.
Shit ain't no.
There's a lot of these niggas, man.
Instagram didn't come with. They ain't get no manual. Like still remain solid. They didn't say that.
Right.
They just said, "Goddamn,
blue check.
We need content.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Send that content."
Yeah. Well, thank you for pulling up Big Facts versus Poor Minds. We got to definitely do this again. Let everybody know they can check out y'all podcast. Y'all do have the number one urban female podcast in the South. It's safe to say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, right? I mean, we're nominated for the, what
can
is
we
it
come
called?
On
the
SCA.
Yeah, of course.
Yes, y'all need to come on.
We ready.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a lot of sex shit, bro.
It's a lot. It gets real raunchy.
It's a little different, you know.
It gets a little raunchy.
It's good, though.
I'm gonna check it
we
out.
We tried to tone it down for y'all because we know, you know.
Yeah.
You know what y'all be talking
we
about.
We know, and we about to read these comments too. I'll be reading the comments when Screen be posting our videos. So I'm gonna be in the comments too.
They're gonna be like, man, it's them two hoes. They be posting it. We already don't wanna watch their videos.
Damn, Screen. Leave
now
us
y'all
alone.
Done brought these hoes on the show.
Hey, man, you know, I'm pro black women. I think all three of y'all do amazing things. Shout out to Cash. Give it up for the black
women. But yeah, we post new episodes every Wednesday. You can find us on Instagram at Poor Minds. That's POUR_MINDS. And you can find me at Lex_P_.
And you can find me at Dre and Nicole with 3 E's.
All right. There it is. Final words, bro. Final words, Jay.
Wiggle.
I think, no, the you talking about the Jason Derulo song?
Yep. Jason Derulo made the Wiggle song.
Yeah, wiggle.
That's them niggas' new anthem.
Hey, that's another episode of Big Facts. Check us out online, www.bigfactspod.com. We out. Salute.
Yeah.
You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream. Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod. Big Bank and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts.
Hey, man, it's all the way up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfactspod.com.
Yeah. With the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
Bigfactspod.com.
Let's get it.
Get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat Merch
is going down.
Visit the new website today. www.bigfactspod.com. Visit now.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hills and Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school. Like,
yeah.
Okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people,
It gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're going to love season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.